Eidus be Yosef Soma B'Tzeisai. So Eidus be Yosef means that's the month that Yosef also went out free. So on Rosh Hashanah, that's the month Tishrei, that's the time when Yosef went out free. Rashi says, Eidus be Yosef Soma Basra Hu Kruah Ksiv Ki Chokli Yisrael. So Mela, we know that Yosef went out free on Rosh Hashanah. Right, and then the Bryce before said that Rosh Hashanah botlo avoidim avaseinu b'mitzrayim. And Rosh Hashanah, that's when it was botlo, the avoid, our fathers didn't have to work in Mitzrayim anymore. Because Ksiv Lachet says over here, for ha'itzaisi yeschem mitacha sivles Mitzrayim. Or Ksiv Hosem asiraisi misevel shichmoi, and that's going on Rosh Hashanah, like the Pasuk before. So Mela, on Rosh Hashanah time, that's when the others stopped working in Mitzrayim. Even though they first went out in Nisan, but 6 months before they went out, it was bottled the avodah. They didn't have to work anymore. But then it says benisin nigalu that they went out free in Nisan. Kedisa, that's Poshu. The Torah says they went out chodesh Aviv. They went out in Nisan. Vayta Reb Tishrei Asidin Ligoyel. He holds that Reb Leza holds that the Gula, the Mashiach, will come at Tishrei time. How does he know that? Asiyah Shofar Shofar. Learns that from Shofar Shofar. Sivacha Tikol Bachodesh Shofar. It says here that by Rosh Hashanah Tishrei time it says Shofar. Oksiv Hosam, it says by Yomayisa Mashiach, by Yoyimahu, you talk about Shofar Gadol. Yomayisa Mashiach is called the Shofar Gadol. So just like Rosh Hashanah Shofar is Tishrei, who Adin Yomayisa Mashiach will also be on Tishrei time. Yabishua Yimah know that Benisa Nigalu and Benisa Nasid Ligoyim. He owes the Nisa after when they go out free. Minoan, how does he know that? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Leil Shimurim. Pesach is called Leil Shimurim. That means Leil HaMeshumer Abo Mishesh Breishis. This is the night that set aside Kesedah to go out free. The Lord is going to go out free in Leil Nisan. So even Yemais HaMashiach will also, Mashiach will come, the Gulish time will be on Yemais Nisan. Vidoch, what does Rabbi Lezer do? That he says, no, the Mashiach will come at Tishrei time. He yells that Laila HaMeshumer Abo Min HaMazikin. It just means to say Nisan is the time that's Meshumer from Mazikin. Leil Pesach is always watching Mazik and won't come to bother you. That's all that Pesach is there. But Pesach, Leil Shemurim, doesn't mean that's the night set aside that Mashiach will come. You're blessed those Mashiach Gula Shleim will be in Tishrei time. That is said, Leil Shemurim just means this is a night that will always be watched Minam Mazikim. Yes, Shmur goes right and says now, the Ozdul Latamayu. They both go according to their Tam. In other words, the Machlekis. So we had the Machlekis, Reb Leza and Yerushua. That Reb Leza holds the world was created on Tishrei. And Reb Yeshua holds, no, the world was created in Nisan. So the Ozul Tamayo, they both call it their Shittas about when the Mabul started. When the Psukim say about the second month of the Mabul, the Shal, does it mean the second month from Tishrei, or does it mean the second month from Nisan? So the Ozul Tamayo, the same Machlekis, Reb Leza and Yeshua is the Machlekis, when did the Mabul take place? The time you will learn. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, Pishnas Sheish Mayoshon L'chaya Noich. And after 600 years of Noach's life, Ba'chodesh Hasheni, in the second month, Be'shiva Osa Yom La'chodesh, in the 17th day of the month, that's when the Mabul started. So what's called the second month? Rav Yeshua Vayme Oysi Hayoim Yud Zayin V'yir Hoya. Rav Yeshua L'shitasi holds the world was created in Nisan. So all the Cheshbonah starts from Nisan. So the Pasuk says, Ba'chodesh Hasheni, the second month, it means year. So kids, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Mabul started on Yud Zayin Beer. Now, Yud Zayin Beer, Hoya. Yoim, there was a day, Shemazel Kimo Shakeya B'Yoim. Really, the Mazel Kimo was supposed to be Shakeya go down at daytime. That's the way it should have been. Oh, Mayonis was Mayatim. And really, the wells, the Mayonis, the wells underneath, should have been getting smaller. At year, they get smaller. Abo Mitoich Sheshinu Masayim. Since the people living at that time of Dura Mabul did chatoim, they changed their mice and they did the wrong things, Ishinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alayim, Maisa Breshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed upon them also at the time of the Mabul, he changed around the Maisa Breshis. Ve'helo Mazlo Kima B'yoyim. Instead of at that time of Ir, that the Mazlo Kima should be going down, he brought up the Mazlo Kima. As it was the Mazlo Kima that caused the Mabul to come. Ve'notal Shnei Kechovim Mikima, and it took out two stars from Kima, Fahevi Mabul Yerlam, and that brought the Mabul on the world. The Kitzur was called the Shinu Maisa Bracious, because really Kima should not have been up, Kima should have been going down at that time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Shinu Maisa Bracious, that now Kima, this Mabul came up, and took with it two Kechovim, and that caused the Mabul to come. This is according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Rabbi Elezer Reimer, no, Oisei hayoim yud zayim b'macheshven hoya. We have a lesson sheet there is the world was created in Tishrei. So the cheshbonis of the Torah talk about Tishrei. So it says b'chodesh hasheni, means the second month after Tishrei, which is macheshven. So according to Reb Lezer, the marble started to come down on yud zayim b'macheshven hoya. Yoim, that was a day that shemazel kimoila. According to him, it wasn't the shinu of ma'aseh bereishis. This was the day when the mazel kim was supposed to come up the normal way. And b'yoyim at the time, shemazel kimoila b'yoyim. Umayonis misgabrim. And this is also the time of the year now in Iyar when the wells, underneath the wells, become